Welcome back to The Bottom Line. I'm Doug Wells. For the second half of the program, we feature a local spotlight interview. These local spotlights will occasionally be featured on the program throughout the season. These are shorter interviews that focus on the earlier stages of a company's development. The Bottom Line typically focuses on later stage companies that have already achieved impressive market positions. Our hope is that these earlier stage stories give you a more complete picture of the entrepreneurial ecosystem here in Utah. My guest today is Jamaica Trinneman. She is the owner and CEO of Hello Bulk Markets. Jamaica, thank you for joining us on The Bottom Line.
Thanks for having me.
So the company name is pretty descriptive, but let's start with what your company does.
You know, we just offer a variety of stuff in bulk. So we try to kind of take the bulk department that you see in your typical grocery store and just blow it out. So we have bulk body care as well as perishables like almonds and flours and salts and dried fruits and all those things you see. We have body care and we also have household cleaners. So we are trying to allow people to shop a spectrum of goods by bringing in their own packaging so that we can eliminate a lot of that plastic that we're purchasing with items right now in the typical grocery store.
Okay, so typically in a bulk section, I'm a big bulk food fan. And in fact, there's several different places that I go to get all my bulk food needs. But typically there's plastic bags that you would fill up with the amount of material that you want to buy. It sounds like in your store, people are bringing their own packaging in.
That's true. You know what? And we started this in a small little warehouse model to sort of figure out what people wanted to see in this sort of concept and expected. And we initially had those plastic bags, one roll of those plastic bags, and they just sat there. As a matter of fact, they got more flack than use. So we just took them out. People really do bring their own. We provide some biodegradable paper sacks that people can purchase, as well as like bags, shopping bags. But honestly, that is a very small percentage of our sales. People are cleaning and refilling containers that they already have.
So I'm surprised to hear that, and I think a lot of our listeners are surprised to hear that as well. Is your business tend to attract the normal public, or are these folks that are maybe further along on their environmental sensitivity?
It has attracted a lot of people that are propelled by the zero waste movement. And it's interesting because I started this concept in my mind so many years ago, really out of common sense, out of just the inability to understand why we needed to buy a new shampoo bottle every time. But yet now the zero waste movement has brought a lot of awareness. And so that is really propelling this business. Now there are diehards from older generations that have been trying to do this forever, and those are my favorite customers, and they are so fun to get to know. But I would say that for the most part, the younger generation just gets this and has been looking for this.
Okay, and so you said you tried this out in a warehouse model, so it sounds like the zero waste component, the bring your own bag, your own container component to it, was not part of the initial thought for your business. What was your initial idea?
You know what, my initial idea was sort of what you see as these zero waste shops. It's just that they weren't called that when I was, you know, initially thinking about this. I worked for Wild Oats back in the day, and we had some bulk body care. And it was just kind of a neglected corner of the nutrition department. But when they removed that, it made people angry, and it made me angry. And that's really where I started formulating this idea of how many things we could buy in bulk and how many things we could refill versus buying packaging. And then as I started developing in the idea, and people would send me videos and say, like, look at this market in Sweden, look at this market in Australia. And that's where the zero waste label popped into my world as I realized that it was sort of paralleled this store that was in my mind.
So a lot of people get frustrated at work. A lot of people think, oh, gee, we should be doing things differently, or their company gets rid of something that they should have kept, which it sounds like was your situation. Mm-hmm. So a lot of us can relate to that, but few people actually take that frustration and use it as the fuel to start their own business. What was it about your situation that you think gave you the courage and the drive to start your own business?
You know, I have one of those minds that definitely never stops. I think that that's pretty common with most entrepreneurs. But this idea just kept not dying. It really was a matter of frustration. It really was, like, I remember seeing Danimals hit the market when my kids were young and just being like so frustrated because of how little product was in all that packaging. I refused to buy them Danimals, and they wanted Danimals. And little things like that over the years, and just seeing this increase of packaging, which just seems so counterintuitive to me. It really was that little element of being pissed off that stayed with me and kept reoccurring that sparked this idea enough that finally I had had it and continued with this plan.
If you're just joining us this morning, our guest today is Jamaica Trinneman. She is the owner and CEO of Hello Bulk Markets, a company looking to eliminate the use of plastic by offering bulk food items. So your company, your website says that you have a two-part mission. The first we've talked about, which is minimizing the use of packaging materials. And the second is supporting local food entrepreneurs by making organic and natural groceries accessible. Talk to us about some of those local food entrepreneurs.
You know, and I feel like both parts of those business models are so complementary, and that was something that I started doing and has only been confirmed in these first few months as I've gone into business. There's really not a resource. There's no distribution center for natural and organic in this state. You do these really silly things here, like take flour that's produced just outside of Logan and put it in a warehouse in Colorado and ship it back to Whole Foods or Sprouts. And so I'm finding that by having these grocery accounts, I can give local food entrepreneurs access to some things that they couldn't get otherwise because they cannot make the minimum orders. And so I'm finding that in order to supply the goods for Hello Bulk, I'm also able to help supply goods to local food entrepreneurs.
Give us an example of a couple of local food entrepreneurs, and feel free to use their company name if you want to.
Sure. I've only dabbled, but I do have a great little cafe called Cafe Solstice that purchases through me. And if we find we can get organic at a comparable price, then that's what she's going to do because she has high integrity with her buying. I'm also sourcing in a similar way some items for a private school called Waldorf. And then I have a gluten-free baker that purchases stuff through me because she's certified organic, and it's really tough to get certified organic stuff in bulk where you can get the lot numbers and all that crazy paperwork she needs to provide in order to be certified. So I'm trying to work with her. Her organization is called The Loaf, and they do a grain-free cookie and bread.
Okay, so we've talked about organics. Is everything in the store organic? And explain to our audience the relationship between organic and GMO, genetically modified food.
Well, you can get a lot of non-GMO items, but those are not necessarily organic. Now, if you get organic, it's non-GMO. But if you get non-GMO, it's not necessarily organic. Now, organic is a really tough certification process, which is why so many local people just aren't able to do it. But having access to organic certified goods is really important to a lot of people. And what's important to me is that our local restaurants and schools have a better quality of food. And I think that if I can facilitate that and find organic, which is non-GMO by nature, and get that in our cafes and in our schools, then that motivates me. That's something I find very compelling.
Yeah, I've started to pay a lot more attention to nutrition as I get older and as I raise my daughters. And I didn't realize that when you go organic, you're guaranteed that's going to be non-GMO, which makes it easy as a consumer to understand what you're getting. So I'm glad you took some time to explain the variations there. So the current trends, we talked about zero waste, we talked about organic, we talked about GMO. What do you see in the next couple years for your business? What are some trends that you see, and where do you hope your company will go in the next couple years?
You know, we are just in those really early struggling days where we're trying to bootstrap it, and I'm trying to maintain sole ownership of this company. And I feel like this is a really difficult part. I guess I can't say this is the hardest part. But we really want to just open our first location, then go for a mobile unit so that we can get the refill option into a number of communities across the state. And we feel like even just having a basic inventory and allowing them to refill can have a huge environmental impact. And then at that point, I would like to go bigger and have a location with produce, a location with possibly coffee and tea counter. But right now, we are really concentrating on this first retail shop and bumping up our warehouse so that we can sort of explore both aspects of the business, and then looking at a mobile unit.
Okay. And tell our audience, where is your retail location?
You know, right now we are still open in our funny little warehouse location in Square Kitchen on the west side at 751 West 800 South. And then we are looking forward to moving our retail aspect out sometime in January. And at that point, the retail location will be 355 North, 500 West. So just like a block west of West High and Mountain West Hard Cider.
Okay. Well, we wish you all the success, both on your retail location. I love the idea of a mobile unit. It's going to be interesting to see how that plays out.
Yeah, great.
Jamaica, thank you for sharing your story with us today on The Bottom Line.
Thank you.
Our guest this morning has been Jamaica Trinneman. She is the owner and CEO of Hello Bulk Markets, a company looking to eliminate the use of plastic by offering bulk food items. Today's show was recorded at the KCPW studios on Library Square and produced by Christian Camargo. Thank you, Christian. You can hear my entire interview with Jamaica on our website, kcpw.org, or on The Bottom Line podcast. I'm Doug Wells. Join us next week on The Bottom Line.